Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of November, 2020. And the message for today is on humility. What is humility? It is the state or quality of being humble, modest, and unpretentious. Humility is perhaps an underrated virtue. It sounds like a very archaic trait. Indeed, many of the great leaders have been described and celebrated as humble. Humility is old-fashioned, but it does not mean that it is no longer important. Humility is an important part of developing self-esteem, self-worth, and assertiveness without aggression or anger. Humility is not a negative quality. Humility is not being a doormat and allowing people to walk all over you. Instead, it is an understanding that every human is equally valuable, a recognition that you are worth no more or less than anyone else. Does humility mean you have a low opinion of yourself? Not really, but rather accepting yourself and your many good qualities as well as your limitations, recognizing that others also have good qualities and are equally valuable. Humility simply means being emptied of ourselves. For many of us, humility is one of the hardest traits to develop because it has to start from a recognition that you are not always right and that you do not have all the answers. It also requires an acceptance of yourself, which many of us find challenging. To try to cultivate humility, you may want to try one or more of these activities. 1. Spend time listening to others. A key quality is to value others and enable them to be heard. 2. Practice mindfulness and focus on the present. A key part of mindfulness is accepting what is rather than judging and commenting on it. An important element of humility is accepting yourself with all your faults rather than judging yourself for your shortcomings. 3. Be grateful for what you have. 4. Ask for help when you need it. In the light of what we are witnessing of the US presidential race, as a society, we could use a little more humility. Yet, why can it be so challenging for us to express humility? Is it because we often misinterpret its active demonstration to be a sign of weakness, when in actuality, it is an indication of tremendous inner strength? The answers may be found in what scientists are discovering about this quality, the one so deeply revered by all spiritual traditions that many consider it to be the mother of all virtues. When I meet someone who radiates humility, my shoulders relax, my heart beats a little more quietly, and something inside me lets go. Why? Because I know that I am being fully seen, heard, and accepted for who I am, warts and all. To reiterate, humility is the quality of being humble and means putting the needs of another person before your own and thinking of others before yourself. It also means not drawing attention to yourself, and it can mean acknowledging that you're not always right. Mother Teresa is the standing example of this quality. She chose to give up her life in the convent in order to live with the poorest of the poor in Calcutta. She never drew attention to herself, and that is humility. Taking time to stop and remember what you have to be grateful for is a good way to cultivate a more humble, positive frame of mind. There is, as many of us will ruefully recognize, a form of pride that lies in being able to solve our own problems. Humility, therefore, lies in recognizing when we need help and being able to ask for it appropriately. Pride and arrogance, which also cover smugness, snobbery, and vanity, are unpleasant words. To cultivate humility, review your feelings against these words and be honest about the answers. Recognizing and naming these feelings for what they are is a good step towards humility. A final thought. A new research on humility by Duke University's Chloe Banker and Mark Leary, this is a 2020 presentation, is an interesting study and throws light on this subject. Open quotation. People who are truly humble will avoid having attention drawn to them. Their accomplishments may be far greater than that of the entitled narcissist, but because they prefer not to stand out, you most likely will not even know about those accomplishments. This study thinks of humility as the opposite of egoic entitlement. By bringing humility into the spotlight, the Duke researchers indeed provide a much-needed counterpoint to psychology's preoccupation with narcissism. Close quotation. Humble people don't downplay their accomplishments or characteristics. They simply don't think they should be treated special because of them. It is time to show some respect for humility. Your humility is your power, and then you radiate vibrations of purity. Ego demands respect. I repeat, ego demands respect. Humility commands respect. Humility commands respect. Practice humility, for then you are closer to divinity and become instruments of the Almighty. Thank you.